take heed 3. In this segment, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to be working out of 2 Bibles. The King James Version and the Archaeology Study Bible, the English Standard Version. Lord, open this up. Open up your words that are written here. Open up the meaning and the values. Help us apply them. Help us make corrections where we need to make corrections, because our heart is after you and we love you. And pure in heart shall see God. Okay, 2 Timothy 3 talks about godlessness in the last days. Pardon me. Now, when we identify godlessness, then obviously the counterpart, the black and the white, if you will, the right and the wrong, would be the opposite of what is defined here. And that's how we're going to approach this. And I like the difference of the translation of words. That's why I'm using this as a comparative. King James Version. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. The New American Standard. I'm sorry. The English Standard. But understand this, in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Well, it certainly is now, I guarantee you. 2. For people will be lovers of self. 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of money, covetous. Aha. Why is this important that we look at both of these word choices? Because covetous applies the breaking of the commandments, the 10 commandments. Thou shalt not covet. But people will become covetous. In fact, it's taught as doctrines in the church from God. Prosperity preaching is covetous teachings. Then they shall be boasters. All right, this one says proud. The English. But the King James says also proud. But before it gets into proud, the King James says boasters. Well, I did this and I did that. Aren't I great? Because it's all about me. All right, you get the idea. Blasphemers. Now, I don't know how this fits in here. Blasphemers means that they, to me, I believe is correct, is that we blaspheme the name of God and his character. But arrogant, it doesn't have this in the English. It goes on to arrogant, abusive, and we see a lot of that in the language of how people treat each other. Yes, how they treat each other, what they say, what they assume, because it's all about them, and they're the lord of their little selves and their little lives. So of course they become little tyrants, and they become arrogant and abusive because there's a foothold with pride in them, and they become self-deceived. Go on to the next segment, which says disobedient to their parents. Right, these are covenant breaking issues. To honor your father and mother so that your lives will be long, so that you will have a long life. This is a commandment of God. This is why we are to regard the counsel of our parents. We are to regard our parents and esteem them because they brought us into the world. Because in this world, 1.5 billion children are slaughtered because of their parents. So for any other reason they gave us life, now they may be mad parents, etc., etc. We don't have to put up with their abuse. there are places for them. But the arrogance and abuse, even of parents, is phenomenal in these days. Phenomenal. My goodness. Okay, they are unthankful, says, or ungrateful, unholy. Unholy, both versions say. It means that they're not holy. To me, holy is sanctified, means they walk in the light of the Lord, His holiness. They are heartless, or it is without natural affections. Hard-hearted, unappeasable, slanderous. Right, this one goes on to say, they're truce breakers, false accusers. Now, slanderous would be false accusers. Unappeasable, I don't know how truce breakers and unappeasable got there, but truce breakers basically is they break their word. And unappeasable means you can't reason with them. Now, they know it all, they're hard-headed. They don't even listen to you, whatever. Incontinent. Without self-control. With that, they just, whatever comes out of their mouth, comes out of their mouth. Whatever they want to do, they want to do. It's all about me. No self-control. Self-control, it is brutal. That means fierce. Brutal or fierce. Not loving good. Despisers of those that are good. So here is this, just not loving good as an attribute. But they don't even, they despise people that are good. They are treacherous or traitors. They're traitors. They're not loyal. Watch out, they'll stab you in the back. Because it's all about them. And they'll justify it because they're the queen. They're reckless, heady. Swollen with conceit, high-minded, intellectually high-minded. They're conceited. They have huge egos. They went to such and such Bible schools and all have all these degrees and doctorates and whatever. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This means that they put pleasure above seeking the Lord and the personal disciplines of discipleship, denying yourself, taking up your cross and following Him. Having the appearance of godliness, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, but denying the power thereof. And then it says, avoid such people. From such people, turn away. Don't go near them. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women. For of this sort are they which creep into households and lead captive women laden with sins, burdened with sins, and led astray with diverse lusts by various passions. Sit there and watch TV all day and eat ice cream. Always learning, ever learning, and never able to arrive, come to the knowledge of the truth. Because they want ear tickling this or that, or they can't process it, or it doesn't go through, or the word doesn't take root. The seed goes in. And these people, they're just like, there's no truth of the word of God. There's a famine there. So they're easily led astray by their own lust, and really lusting after these men. Now, as Johnson Jambra opposed Moses, they withstood Moses. So these men also oppose the truth. They resist the truth. If you went to tell them the truth, oh, they wouldn't receive you. Well, that's just your truth. Or that's just your opinion. Or that's just what you think. Well, you're judgmental. There is an absolute truth. There is, let me say it again. There is an absolute truth. There is an absolute right and wrong, just as there's black and white, just as there is night and day. Men of corrupted minds and disqualified regarding the faith, or reprobate concerning the faith. Disqualified regarding faith is correct. But they're in the body of Christ, they're teaching, they're all over. And they're ravening wolves, and they're taking advantage of silly, weak-willed women who can't control themselves. But they will not get away any further. For their folly shall be manifest to all men. It will be plain, as it was of these two men. You have ever, however, have followed my teaching. My doctrines, my manner of life, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my purpose, faith, my patience, long-suffering, my love, charity, my steadfastness, my patience, my persecutions and afflictions and sufferings, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from all the Lord delivered me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse. Is not this happening? From bad to worse? Deceiving and being deceived? But as for you, continue what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you have learned it and how childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. For all scripture, you've got to read your Bible. You've got to pray. You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to have oil in your lamps. You've got to be watching. You're not going to make it through this. This is really, the onslaught is on. But we're supposed to be the church triumphant. We're supposed to be an open display before the principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Okay? Of an overcoming bride. That her garments have been made white and clean and pure and spotless. She's testifying, even in the man's courts, for the courts of heaven. For teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. For training in righteousness. You know, you can get sloppy. You look at a really, like a lipizzan horse that has been highly trained to perform. These are war horses, and it's like ballet, they dance. But if they're not out there for a couple of months exercising the righteousness, exercising the moves and the discipline, staying in shape, okay, they become sloppy. So this is an admonition of us, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All right, let's go back up here to just to chapter 3, if we will, please. And I would like to go. But in the last day, there will become times of difficulty. These are not easy times. People are lovers of self. The opposite of this is we as Christians are supposed to deny ourselves and have greater love. Love God first and love our neighbor as ourselves. That is the correct order. Lovers of money. We're not supposed to be lovers of mammon. We're not supposed to let these things rule us and move us around. Proud. We're supposed to be humble and arrogant. We're supposed to be, you know, take the lower road. Even in discussions or whatever. Abusive. We're supposed to be gentle. Disobedient to our parents. We're supposed to be obedient to them. Grateful. Holy. With a heart easily moved, tender-hearted, easily appeased. We're supposed to speak the truth and not, and especially not, you know, accuse our neighbors, especially if we don't know what's going on or what's happening. Just have self-control. We're supposed to be kind and gentle, loving good. We're supposed to be loyal, faithful, lovers of God more than pleasure. We're supposed to be godly and full of the power of God to do these things and walk in these attributes of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, people who aren't like this, we're to avoid them. We're to avoid weak-willed, silly women burdened by sin. We could also go to Galatians. Where it says that? Galatians chapter 5, which is your homework. And, chapter 6, and you should read this and meditate on these words. These are words of life, and these are the rods, these are the staffs of this is what it looks like. This is how they look like. These are people who follow God and walk with Him. These are people who do not, and therefore you can distinguish or discern the difference. God bless you. Jesus loves you. I pray that you love Him with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. Bye.